is liyan suvel tzoro mekam medido. If we let the second wife get married before the first one has yibum, that iyam rut tzoro midila chaverot. If you say it's tamas tzoro, that one tzoro is believed for the other tzoro. Like here, it's not really the tzara, just means that one sister-in-law is nemar for the second sister-in-law. Why? Like we said from Tosfos, because since her ikaredis is nageya to herself, she's also nemar for the second one. Then afagav de lo yinsif, even though she did not have yibum yet, still manan svina lo letzara. We let the second wife have yibum. We let her get married. But iyamid, if you want to tell me mishum dehila mekalkul nasha, no, it's only a svara that if she has yibum, we see she really means it, that her husband died. So then, intzavah menasvinilah. It's only when one had yibum ready that we see she really means it, that her husband really died. Then, when the yavam, then we let the other one get married. Menasvinilah letzara. But ilay intzav. If the first one does not get married, or mean does not have yibum, le menasvinilah. We did not let the second one, like, get married the shuk. So it could be, that's the shayla, what's the svarni ableza? Rashi says here the case is lav dafka for yibum. Stam again, when one tzara comes back and she says the husband died, so the shayla is, could the other tzara get married before the first one gets married? So Gemara says, Tarshma, come and bring your proof. The one it says now, Mishnah, Reb Lezo Eimer, Hoyuvu Hutru, Liyavmin Hutru Lecholodim. Since they had a heter to have yibum, then they mutter to everybody else when the yavam dies. If you want to tell me this svar is only because she has yibum, she won't ruin it for herself. Only after she had yibum, then we let the second tzara get married. But Eli Yamer, but if you want to tell me, mishum the tzara nida lechaverto stam Reb Elezer hold that we do trust one tzara for the second one, then afagav leyinsav nami, even though the first one did not have yibum, it should be mutter for the second one. Se'elish ma'amina, time with Reb Elezer, mishum di yinsavu. V'le mekalk le'navsha, we have a proof then that Reb Elezer's svar is, because, only because she did get married, and then we say for sure she's telling the truth that her husband died, because she wouldn't lie and ruin it for herself. So Gemara says, no, it could be there's no proof. I'll tell you really, Rabbi Eliezer, le'divrayim kamalu. Reb Elezer is only talking back to the Rabbonin, and he's saying like this. Lididi, it could be really me, myself, what do I, Reb Elezer, hold? Tzara mi de lechaverta. Really, I myself could hold that Tzara could say Edis lechaverta. And like Taisa said, since she's saying for herself, she's also believed for Tzara. And therefore, you do not have to have the first one to get married in order for the second one to. But Reb Elezer is saying, Elu leditchu, but according to you, Rabbonin, Oidu limiyas, you should agree to me, Te'echa the insiv, that in the case where the first one did get married, that we see she's really telling the truth that her husband died, minasvinin-law, we should let the second one also get married, because the first one won't ruin it for herself. Even if usually you're afraid that one tzara will lie for the second tzara, but not we hear the first one got remarried, so you see for sure she's telling the truth that her husband died. So Mara says still no. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan tzara? That Thomas Nafshi implished him the Kovza. We have to be afraid, yes, still the first tzara is lying. Maybe really her husband did not die. Aye, how is she having Yibum now with the brother-in-law? She's being a high decreaser, she'll be also to her own husband. The Teretz says sometimes it's Thomas Nafshi, like by Shimshon, he had himself killed, but as long as he killed all the plishtim with him. Here also, it's Kedayim for her to ruin it for herself, as long as she knows the Chavaret would also become also. So maybe there's no proof what Reb Elezer himself really holds. So Tosh Shema coming now, bring another proof. It says what Ho'isha we had before. Ho'isha Sheholcha Hiyo Baila Lundina Sayom. Where a couple, a man and a wife, went away. They went over the ocean. Ubo, and now she came back. The Omer and she said, Nez Baili, my husband died. The Lachar is Tinose, we believe her. And we give her a heter, she's allowed to remarry. Vetito Ksubasa, she could also take her Ksuba. Vitzarosa Asura, Mashenkin, the second wife that's home, the second wife is not allowed to leave the first wife. She's Asura. Why? Because like we had the mission before, we're afraid she's going to lie to get to the Tzara, that Tzara can't leave the first wife. The second wife can't leave the first wife. Reb Lozaima, though, no. Hoyovo Hutra, he, Hutra Nami Tzarosa. Since the first one has a head to remarry, because she's believed on herself, who had in that Tzara is also allowed to remarry? Here it just says hutru as long as she has the heter, mashmi, even before she got married. So the Gemara name Ema Hoyavu Hutra of the Nises. You have to be gorgeous here also. Could be that only because she had the heter to get married the first one, and she actually did get married. Then we said as far as she's not Makalkal Atzma, then the tsar is also allowed to remarry. For the Gemara, though, no, still it should be a kasha. For Leichesh Duma Begita Soi. Again, what happened here? A man had two wives, and he went away with one wife. And that wife comes back now and tells us that the husband died, so when she remarries, we're letting the tsara also remarry. For the Gemara, why? Maybe what happened is the first one, maybe the husband is still alive. Just the husband, when they went away, gave the first wife a get. So when that wife comes back now, she's allowed to remarry. So she's not being the Kalkal Atzma. But when she tells us that the husband died, all she wants to do is just get the other wife into trouble. So how do we believe the first wife, even if she does get married, to say for sure her husband died, maybe he only gave her a get? So Gemara says like this, Idi Yinsev li Yisrael, if when she comes back she gets married to a Yisrael, Yisachinami, Yitaka true, we don't have a proof to say the husband really died. Maybe the husband just gave her a get, but the husband is still married to the second wife, and the second wife, the Tzara, attack is not allowed to remarry. But Rochav HaMayaskinu, where are we talking about that Reb Lezer says, if the first one remarried, that we let the second one also remarry? The Yinsev li Kayin. We're talking about that the first one, when she came back, she married a Kayin. So therefore, if she would have received the get, should be also to marry a Kayin. The Kayin can't marry a Grusha. So therefore, we say when she says that her husband died, we believe her. And therefore, since she won't be Mekalkal Atzma, we believe we'll let even the Tzara also remarry. Here, the Mishnah says, Vayta, Ein Midin Ela Al Parts of Ponim. If you want to say Edis that you saw somebody is maced, somebody died, you want to go back and tell his wife that he's dead, you have to see the parts of Ponim, you have to see his face, Imachotim, with the nose. Now, Vayta says, if you just see the face without the nose, it's not enough. Even though you have simonim, you have signs in his body, like you know your friend had a scar, and you see the body with the scar, that's not enough. Uvekeluf, even though you see the clothing he's wearing, you recognize it's your friend's clothing, you can't say edus. So you could only say if you see the face, and you recognize the face with its nose. Tosfos speaks out here, in Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yoshurim, that it's only like we don't see the whole body. But if the whole body is shalim, then you could say this even though you don't see the whole face, even though the nose is missing. Like we'll see later. The Mishnah says, Ein midin elo ad shetetze nafshi. You could only say this if you were there when he mamish was mace, when his nefesh left him. But if you see him in a matzev that you know for sure is going to die, you can't say this unless you really saw that his nefesh left him. V'yafilu ruay maguyid. Even if you see him mamish like a stabbed a few times, he stabbed with a sword, like you know for sure he's going to die, still you can't say this. For it's solo for us, if you see a person crucified, you also can't say this. For Achaya and Chelesboy, even if you see a lion eating up a person, still you can't say this until your mama see him dead. Ein midin ela ad gimuyomim. Only 3 days, like after he died, if you see him, you can say this, that's the person. But Mashma, once he's dead already for 3 days, now if you come and see him, you can't say this, because a person's body changes. We have Yehuda ben Bava Oimer, Loi kol adam, not every person is alike. Some people are heavier, some people are not so heavy. Their body disintegrates a little bit faster, a little bit slower. V'loi kol amokim, v'loi kol ashoyishovin. Not all the places, not all the times. Certain places it's hotter, the body rots away faster. Some places it's not so hot, it's cool, different hours of the day. The kids are different things that depend how fast the body really rots away. And we'll see in the Gemara if Rabbi Yehuda means to be mekel or it means to be machmer. Even less than 3 days or maybe even more than 3 days. Tana Rabbanan, not like this. Padachas v'loy parts upon him. If you only see the forehead and not the actual face itself, or else parts upon him, you see the face itself, v'loy padachas, you don't see the forehead, ain't needed. You can't say this to say that's the person. Achiyu shineyem imachaitim. Kitsa, you have to see the forehead and its face with its nose. And Omar Abayi, B'temer of Kana, Micro, where's the Pasuk for this? The Pasuk says, he chorus peneim on some bum. Mashma, that chorus peneim, you have to see the face. That's what he can say, Edis. So Tosfos learns the Pshat, that Shetzorach Padachas shol peneim, lochi maisi ikro, he chorus peneim on some bum, the Mashma, Shetzorach, he chorus levad min aponim. Mashma, excluding the face, is also he chorus means the forehead with the nose. Fighter. Abba bar maso de heavy abba bar menyumi. Heavy maski bay devey resh kalusa zuzi. He owed a lot of money to resh kalusa, like he borrowed money from them. And he wanted to pass by the place there, and he was afraid of them. He knows that his time was due to pay them, and they would hurt him if he doesn't pay the money back. And he had to pass by them. So I see Kira, he took some wax. Dovak Biblisi, he put some wax on his like handkerchief. Dovak Biafufte, he put the handkerchief now on his forehead. Cholav Kamayev, he passed by them. Velevish Kirua, they didn't recognize him. There's the raya that if you cover up your forehead, that alone is enough. They won't recognize you. So kids, if you decided to put on a mask, when he had to pass by that they shouldn't recognize him, he put on a mask, and he covered up his forehead, they couldn't recognize him. Even though you have simonim on the body, you can't just say you saw the simonim on the body, that's no good. So the main Rahuri want to tell us that this that our Tana, the Mishnah, holds the simonim lav yiraisa, that you can't be simonim on simonim yiraisa, it's no geitim hashavas aveda. If you find an aveda in the street and somebody comes and gives you simonim, gives you a sign, you can't return it to him with simonim alone. For the Gemara Minim, I have a kashra on this. There's aloha, the Gemara Bar Metzia, that motzu kosher bekis. Let's say a person was carrying a get to give to his wife, and he dropped it, he lost it, even though it was lost for a few days, for a week, and then later he found it. So the question is this the same get that he wrote? Is it still written in the Shema for him and it's for his wife? So if he found it kosher bekis, tied up with his kiss, with his own pocket, over arniki, with his own wallet, over tabas, with his own seal, he found it in between his own clothing, even if he only found the get a month later, a long time, still kosher. So what do you see? You are semichan simonim. Since he knows these things belongs to him, he has a simin, therefore we say the get is kosher, it's his get. So who you see? You are semichan simonim, even to be matter a get, anashis ish. So Rabbi said that could be lakash, there's no theory here. I'll tell you, Hor Reb Lezer ben Mahavoi, Hor Rabbonin, Staka Machloikis, maybe to know him, if Simonim is the Yerais or not, can you be Samechon Simonim on a sign? The time you learned, Ein Nidin Al Hasuma, if you have a growth of wood on the body, and you see a dead body there, and you want to come back to the wife to say, I saw your husband died, and all you see is the wood on the body. So the Tanakhama says, Ain midin al suma. No, it's not enough to come back and say for simon on the body that you saw this suma, this growth. Reb Lezer and Mavoy Yoimet midin. Yes, you could come back and just tell the wife, I saw the body, I saw your husband died. How do you know it was a husband? Because you saw this growth on the body. So my love, isn't it Paul? If it is the machloikis, the mass of a simonim diraisa. That's Reb Lezer and Mavoy hold. You could be simon simonim. The mass of a simonim dirabonim. You see, it's a machlokes simonim. No, it's not shvet to say that's from our mishnah. That our mishnah simonim is lav diraisa. Some of Rav says no. Really, the kuli yalma simonim diraisa. That's the way we pass on halacha that avad you could be semich on simonim diraisa. Halacha b'sumah mitzui b'ben gilui kemiflagi. Here the shaila is b'ben gilui. Somebody was born the same time he was. He has the same mazel. It's possible that they both had the same growth. So therefore, if you see growth on one body, it's not for sure it's the person you thought it was, because maybe it's somebody else that had the same growth that was born the same mazel. That masav one old suma mitzuyva ben gilo, yes, the person's born the same mazel you are, he could also have the same growth in his body. Well, masav the rabbanon hold no, or Reb Lezer ben Mavoy, he says you could say the sav he holds ainu mitzuyva ben gilo. No, that's not shchiach that the two people should have the same growth. Therefore, that's called a good simon. But really, simonim, a real good simon of Adar is the Yeraisa. Here, the reason why there are Bona Nagyu here by Yasuma, because the Yel Bechal is not called a good simon, because somebody else from the same Ben Gila could have the same thing. Vika the army, someone is say, Hocha besuma su lishtanas the Achamisa kemiflagi. Here, the shallow is, does the growth change after you die? Masav rasu lishtanas, that's why you can't say this, because it's not called a good simon. Liachamisa. After your death, Masav Enosu Lishtanas Liachamisa doesn't change so fast right after the death. So therefore, if you recognize that this was the same growth your friend had, you could come and say this to the wife that he died. But the kids said, this pshat is behold, Simonim is the Yeraisa. Vika the army, someone is saying no. That Omar Rava says the Kuli Yalim is Simonim the Rabbonin. That Rava says no. That really everybody could hold Simonim is only with the Rabbonin. That means Midiraisa Yenatsa Mechan Simonim. Vachos, what's the machlokes about a sumo? Vachos, the sumo.